Welcome everyone to Time Pods Culture Show.
Ci scusiamo per il ritardo.
Sorry for the delay. And today we've got a great, great show for you. We're talking all about two small, small cities. Or actually, one is a castle and one is a city in north central Italy. But before we get going, I wanted to just let everyone know that this show is a culture show all in English. It's about Italian travel, Italian cities, places in Italy that you may not have heard of, or places in Italy that you've definitely heard of that you might want to know some tidbits about, you know, some insider stuff. So hopefully Marco and I can be your cultural guides here.
So today, as you said, we're talking about two places. Let's just say the names first. Torre Chiara and Fontanellato. Okay, they are both in the area of Parma.
That's right.
And we both know that you're considered an expert of the area. Am I right?
Absolutely, absolutely. At least my heart remains a little bit in Parma, but Parma is famous because it is an area where there were lots of castles. You had all these dukes and people who had lots and lots of land. And so there are castles all over the place, most of them built between 1300 and 1500, I would say. And
yeah, let's just say castles are a bit everywhere in Italy. For somebody
absolutely.
Who's like from another place, like many different regions have many different kind of castles. And yeah, Parma is mostly known for the, is it 15th century, 16th century too?
They're 15th century, mm-hmm. Okay. So 1400s. And you know, these dukes and these local lords would employ some of the best artists of the day to decorate the room. So the two castles that we've picked for you today to talk about are no exceptions to this. They have some great, great artwork, some great frescoes that were done by local artists.
Parma, everybody's like so proud about the Parmigianino, aren't they?
Parmigianino. And you know what's interesting about Parmigianino that always stuck with me is that the bodies that he depicts are always really long, you know? Like, there'd be the baby Jesus, but he's literally like a meter long, and his legs are like dangling down like the Virgin Mary.
Just one thing for for the people who are not familiar with Italian arts. Parmigianino is a great Italian artist from the 16th century. So the exponent of the Manierism.
Yeah, he was a part of the Manierist movement.
Okay.
Manierismo features weird colors and shapes and kind of distortions in a subtle way.
But Catherine, my question was like, in Parma, is everybody very proud about it? It's like
absolutely.
This is the city of Parmigiano. That thing over there.
People in Parma are proud of everything that's Parma, right? So Parmesan cheese, Parma ham, Parmigianino.
I guess it's like this everywhere, isn't it?
Verdi.
Okay, well, they have a reason for it. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. Needless to
for
say,
for the R, the fact that they cannot pronounce
Parma,
R, are
but
they
we're
proud
not
of that?
We're not talking about the city of Parma today. And so the first place we're talking about is Langhirano, and Langhirano is near Parma. It's it's in the province of Parma, but it's where Torre Chiara is located. So Torre Chiara means clear tower, and it's actually one of the most beautiful castles areas in the province of Parma because it's on a hill and it overlooks a valley. And because of the Po River, there's always fog, so it kind of looks like it's floating above this valley. Very full, you know, full of ambiance. And of course, there is a ghost story to go with it, right? So the castle was built in the 1400s, and it was actually said to have been built for the local duke's mistress, right? So we have this mistress. Her name was Bianca Pellegrini, and she was the mistress of the Count of San Secondo. And they say that even today there is a ghost who, on nights of the full moon, you can be seen wandering the towers, offering passionate kisses to, you know, men that she meets along the way. So watch out for the fog, gentlemen.
So it's a good ghost.
If you're cool with kissing ghosts.
Okay.
Anyway, Torre Chiara is beautiful and is very, very famous for one particular room, a room that is a great example of votive and erotic art in Italy in the 15th century, and it is called the room of gold, the Camera d'Oro.
Wow, why is it called like that?
Because golden things happened in it. but it is a really, really exceptional space and should be visited. But the second place we wanted to talk about is a little bit closer to Parma.
Fontanellato.
And Fontanellato is interesting because it is surrounded by a moat, a 3 meters wide moat. And it's in the city center. And it is, the town is called Fontanellato. And actually the castle in the middle is not, it's actually called La Rocca. And it's a great, great castle and is very, very famous again for these paintings by the room that made it famous was painted by Parmigianino.
Eccolo.
And the room is beautiful. It's very famous. It's something that local people are very proud of. It's called the Saletta di Diana e Ateone.
So, okay, Fontanellato and Torre Chiara. How do I get there if I want to go there?
You can take a bus from downtown Parma, or you can, if you have a car, drive. It's very close to Fontanellato, and it's about half an hour drive from downtown Parma to Torre Chiara.
Oh, it's very
and
close.
As a note, the third Sunday of every month, there is an antique market downtown Fontanellato, which is really, really fun. It's under the arcades in the piazza.
Okay.
And it's great. You can just pick through stuff, old records and books and candlesticks and whatever you want. They've got it. So it's definitely worth checking out.
Well, that's a good advice. But then the last thing, I'm sure that you have ready a food advice. Where should we go to eat in these places?
Food advice. Torre Chiara is actually very, very small, right? It's just a, there's a...
So bring your own food.
There's a castle, then there's a church, and then there are a couple of houses. You know, because that's how they used to do it in the old days. You'd have the duke, and you'd have the servants and people who were affiliated with the castle, and then everyone else lived in the countryside. So it's worth checking out what the countryside has to offer, their vineyards and things like that, but I would take a picnic, because there's beautiful, beautiful hills that surround the area, and if you can do it during the fall or late spring... It is a beautiful place to just have a picnic and sit outside and eat your Parmesan cheese and salami and have a bottle of wine or whatever.
Look, this is so crazy that I could actually just go and do it now, Catherine.
So crazy.
So crazy. Picnic, ghosts, towers, Parmigianinos. It's just so tempting that...
All right, well, let's go, Marco. Let's get out of here,
yes,
out of this rainy studio.
Let's go. And let's just say bye to the users.
Goodbye. Check out our website at timepod.com. Leave any questions or comments you might have. We're going to put up some pictures for you because these are beautiful places and places very close to my heart. And I hope you've enjoyed this. Until next time, ciao tutti.
Ciao.